Next application is the application number 11469, the application of DRC Properties LLC. The property is located east of Old Millbridge Road, Road 381, approximately 300 feet north of Lighthouse Road, also known as Road 54. The 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 76.05, requesting a variance from the maximum length requirement for a multifamily building. To be more specific, they're requesting a 3.42-foot variance from the maximum length of 165 feet for a multifamily building, and this would be for multiple buildings. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mayor returns on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Davidson, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Okay. Can you wait right here?
Brett Dyer, 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Pret Dyer. I am a member of the applicant. With me this evening is Mark Davidson of Pannoni, who will be available to address any questions that the board may have. I would like to, if I may, put these exhibits into the record.
And Mr. Lang.
I'd like to address the uniqueness aspect of the property. Several years ago, the Sussex County Council granted a rezoning to HR, high density residential, for the property. We, the applicant, voluntarily placed a deed restriction of 100 maximum units on the property. At that point, the site plan for preliminary approval was submitted to and approved by planning and zoning. And subsequent to that, the site plan for the 100 units was approved by Sussex County Planning and Zoning, with all the approvals being in place. The original project was approved for six villa units, a maximum of six villa units per building, not to exceed 165 feet. The market conditions changed, and in May of 2014, the national builder that had requested the original plan, which had been previously approved by planning and zoning, came back and requested a modification to the design of the particular units. The change that occurred was the units had master bedrooms on the first floor and one-car garages, as are depicted in the elevation drawing. There was a slight difference that was afforded as a result of some of the walls being increased in dimension, but the overall result was 3 feet 5 inches being added to the 165-foot that had originally been provided as required by the code. At that point, Mr. Davidson went back, as you can see from the site plan, on the westerly edge of the property, there's a line of 404 non-title federal wetlands, an irregularly shaped line that did not allow all of the units to be relocated while still maintaining the 40-foot setback required under the code. Additionally, the property has two 50-foot frontage on the Old Mill Bridge Road and Route 54, and a road that connects to and provides access to the commercial along the front. DelDOT required that only one entrance be provided for the, both projects. The restriction that was imposed by DLDOT required a dedication of that roadway to additionally serve the commercial property. Additionally, when the approval for the rezoning occurred, the county imposed a restriction that because of an upgrade to the pump station on the nearby property, which is owned by the county, that we would pay a double transmission cost for the upgrade. We, in fact, have paid that double transmission cost for the additional 100 EDUs. There is an exceptional practical difficulty that is imposed due to these unique conditions. The inability to readjust the site plan is greatly impacted by two aspects, being the 404 wetland line, and there's ditches that border both of the property lines to the east and to the north. The possibility of development: the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without the variance due to the 3.14-foot increase in the overall length of the building. There will be several of the buildings that will contain six units that will be increased by 3.4 feet, thereby requiring the ordinance. The ordinance will enable the reasonable use of the property in that the transmission fees, as I said previously, have already been paid. The original approval for the 100 units can still be maintained that was granted by Sussex County Planning and Zoning. The difficulty has not been created by the applicant in that there is no ability, as you're aware, to encroach upon the 404 non-title wetlands, and the change in the market conditions are such that the first floor master bedrooms and the one-car garages were not created by the applicant and were outside the control of the applicant. The fourth item, the effect on the surroundings. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As you're aware, the 165-foot long building, an additional 3.42 feet, will not alter or impact the essential character of the particular neighborhood. We felt it was very important for us to maintain the 40-foot separation between the buildings and to not violate the integrity of that 40-foot separation. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of the adjacent properties. As you're aware, a 3.42-foot increase in a 165-foot building will be imperceptible. There will be no way that, anyone from the adjoining properties or even within the property will be able to recognize that difference. The variance will not have a detrimental impact to the public welfare. Again, it is a 2.07% change, and the integrity of the 40-foot separation for the zoning code and for the fire marshal requirements will still be met. The fifth item, the effect of the variance. The variance represents the least possible modification in that 3.42 feet, as I said, is the minimum amount necessary to accommodate the new design for the master bedroom on the first floor and the one-car garage, and the very small difference in the wall thickness. The variance is necessary to afford the relief. Again, we don't have the ability to move or adjust the roadway because it has been imposed by DLDOT to serve both the commercial property on the front and also to have the protection of the public through only one entrance on Route 54. Given these reasons, gentlemen, we respectfully request that you would grant the variance of 3.42 feet. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dunn. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
I just want to make sure I understand the builder actually requested as a result of the market conditions.
That's correct.
And the consumer demands.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ritter?
What is the statement to the market condition? Explain that to me. What does that mean? I mean, you need what?
The inability, originally the units were going to have the master bedroom on the second floor.
Right.
Now, by having the master bedroom on the first floor, the width of the unit has to be extended in order to accommodate the master on the first floor. Given the living space with the kitchen and having the master on the first floor, and with the inclusion of the garage, the new units, the builder doesn't build any units in that area that have master up, the master bedroom on the second floor.
Right. That answers that question. Now, you're saying that the 404 wetlands are what's impacted your...
Yes, the inability, because of the irregularity of that line, we don't have the ability to, like a straight line, you can move buildings around. Yes, exactly.
Okay, no other questions.
Mr. Morton?
Question.
Mr. Mills?
I take it the necessity of the garage is because there's limited parking on the street.
Exactly.
No other questions.
Any further questions? Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. The uniqueness coming from limited access or state requirements as far as access to the property and the 404 wetlands as well. I think that the request is necessary to afford reasonable use of the property, or enable reasonable use of the property, because of the limited parking and so forth. The applicant testified that because of market conditions, the situation has not been created by the applicant. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or be detrimental to public welfare, and I think it's a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,469.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Richard that we approve case number 11,469. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, then, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills again?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,469 is approved.
Thank you.